1, 2, 3. Welcome to episode 8 of That's Soundacious, a guided tour through the world of independent folk music. I'm John Voorhees, and this week we'll hang out by the registration table at the Southwest Regional Folk Alliance in Austin, Texas, featuring music from Rob Lytle, 2-Bit Palomino, and more. So settle in while we ally all our folk.
Soundacious. Soundacious. It's the That's Soundacious Theme Song.
Episode 8. Let's all go to the lobby. Okay, close your eyes. I'd like you to imagine that you've wandered into the lobby of the Midtown Holiday Inn in Austin, Texas, on an unseasonably hot, dry Thursday afternoon in late September. Maybe you're visiting relatives or something. It's not terribly fancy. There's a bar near the registration desk, decent carpeting, the sound system is playing 70s pop hits. But you notice a lot of guitar cases mixed in with the luggage that some of the guests are carrying, and over by the elevators, there's a few chairs in a circle. Some of the people are taking their guitars out of their cases, sitting down, and playing songs around a tiny microphone sitting on a table in the center. Let's listen in, shall we?
Got a pick?
I got a pick.
Just no good here.
And this is Tom Corbett. How do you see from his name tag? Where are you coming in from, Tom?
I'm in Los Angeles.
All right.
Yes.
Awesome.
Came in yesterday.
Yeah.
That would be good. What's a kickoff song here?
Yeah. At Kerrville, I have this tradition. Before I go out playing campfires, I always go to the Kershaw store and play one song at the Kershaw store before I wander around to the campfire. I've been doing it for like 20 years.
Uh-huh.
So every night I go and I'll play one song in the store and then I'll like wander around to the campfire. It's become this thing for me.
Yeah, I think I saw you accosting, playing for some folks sitting at the table over there one night. So.
Thanks for playing, Jim.
Thank you.
I'm sure I'll see you around.
Great to hear you.
Let's see. That'll be good. Fences of grass, disappearing concrete covering steel. There ain't no place for a man to ride unless he's behind the wheel. Ride blue spies, wide open spaces, all this cowboy needs. Don't fence me in, give me lots of land to take my trusty steed. Let my pony run, let my pony run. In the fields of green, in the mountain stream, let my pony run. Let my pony run, let my pony run. All I want is a piece of land, let my pony run. Well, looky here, progress coming, Golden Hills a name. Perfectly pristine piece of land's gonna never be the same. Cause the mighty oak and the open fields where the critters call their home won't be there at the end of the day when a cowboy needs to roam. Let my pony run, let my pony run. In the fields of green, in the mountain stream, let my pony run. Let my pony run, let my pony run. All I want is a piece of land, let my pony run. Saddle up and hit the trail, hear this cowboy song. Winds will blow in harmony if the choir sings along. Cause the West has won a place for all that fills his heart with pride. Spirit of the West is lost without a place to ride. Let my pony run, let my pony run. In the fields of green, in the mountain stream, let my pony run. Let my pony run, let my pony run. All I want is a piece of land to let my pony run. I said all I want is a piece of land to let my pony run. Yeah.
It is good. Nice that sounds good.
It's good for it to get played.
Are you John?
I'm John.
Hi, John. Hi, Corbett. Hi. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. I'm collecting stuff for a podcast.
Oh,
which
fantastic.
I am working on here. This has the stuff scribbled on the back of it.
Excellent. But, so professionally written.
There's probably some this.
Well, this podcast has existed for 6 months since the last Kerrville, basically.
Oh,
so next time I'll have proper stuff put together, but that has all the requisite information.
Cool. And where are you?
I'm located in Gulfport, Mississippi.
Go on.
So, yeah.
Just down the street from you.
Yes, just around the corner. Yeah. Play with Robin.
He's in California.
Yeah. So not so much.
Yeah. That was at the Big Folk Alliance, and there was some guy, I can't remember where he was from, California or someplace way out west. And I said, and we're like in the elevator together, and I said, well, this is going to be a pleasant elevator ride for you. And he goes, why is that? And I said, because I'm never going to bug you for a booking. I wouldn't get that far in a million years. You don't have to worry about me bugging you. It's a new song. I saw trouble coming. I should have told her she should stay away. But I love trouble. Yeah, I love trouble. You know I do. She wore that dress I dream of. You know the one I mean. And that spelled trouble. Yeah, that spelled trouble. Well, she always seems to know right where to find me. Though I've tried to leave her love behind me, trouble knows I'll let her in. My trouble is no stranger. She knows me as a man. She understands. She loves me with no questions. Then she hurts me with no shame. But it's me, not trouble. Yeah, it's me, not trouble. That's the blame. She always seems to know right where to find me. I've tried to leave her love behind me. Trouble knows I'll let her in. Oh, I saw trouble coming. I should have told her she should stay away. Yes, I love trouble. You know I do. Yeah, I love trouble.
I love trouble.
Oh, I love trouble. You know I do. I hear that one's like a Waylon Jennings rocker.
Oh, cool.
Like boom, yeah. Doom, doom, boom, 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 boom.
Oh, yeah.
I saw trouble coming.
Oh, that could be fun with that beat. Yeah, I hear it.
You know? And then, I just...
You have to put leather on your
Lots of electric guitar, you know? Like when it does the...
I hear that even as a Bonnie Raitt.
She should stay away.
Oh,
like this part, I hear like a lot of electric guitar words. I saw trouble coming. I should have told her she should stay
Yeah, there's a lot of room for fills in there.
Lots of
stuff,
lots of fills in there. Yeah. I hear that's like a rock.
That was Rob Lytle, who was handing his guitar around the circle to anyone who might want to play a song or two. I owe Rob a special thanks, because he was the one who got me to sit in that lobby in the first place while people were coming and going, setting up their registrations for the Southwest Regional Folk Alliance, or SWRFA for short. This song circle was completely impromptu, not part of the official event at all. But these talented players were ready to show their stuff for anyone who would listen, including an unfamiliar face from Gulfport, Mississippi, who claimed to be recording for something called a podcast. If this is not your first episode of That's Soundacious, you're bound to have heard me talk about the Kerrville Folk Festival, which is several hours further west, but Austin is obviously a major music center in Texas, and a lot of the players at SWRFA have been to their share of Kerrvilles. The focus of the two events are very different from one another, but they are both coordinated by Dallas Allen. So I called her up for a quick conversation about what makes these events so special.
I would love it if you could give me some background on the Folk Alliance in general and SWRFA more specifically, but talk a little about the history of what the Folk Alliance is. How long has that been around, that sort of thing?
I think we're coming up on 25 years, maybe. I wasn't there in the very beginning, but I've been going somewhere between 17 and 20 years, I guess. It's a gathering. It used to be called Folk Alliance and Dance. I can't remember exactly what it was called because it's been changed for a while now. But
I looked it up. It's the North American Folk Music and Dance Alliance.
It's not about songwriters specifically. It's about the music industry in general. And it includes traditional and Celtic and world music and dance and throat singing and songwriters. And it's the whole, covers the whole gamut of the music industry. People who are agents, managers, CD duplicators, guitar makers, and the artists themselves descend. And we're up to about 2,000 attendees currently. We've been in Memphis the last 5 years, and it used to travel to a different city every year. And then and the offices were up in the D.C. area. And when Lewis Myers became the executive director, the offices moved to Memphis, and we held the conferences there for 5 years.
Is there a significant difference in the sort of thing that happens at the standard, the full-fledged, what should I say, the United Folk Alliance versus the regionals?
Well, it's actually called Folk Alliance International now. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the regionals are fashioned after it, but just loosely. There's showcases, there's the in-room showcases, there's panels and seminars and movies, and they honor historical figures in the music industry with the awards programs and keynote speakers. They do a lot of community outreach. And so it's sort of a larger version. And the regions, there's five different regions, and they, part of the mission of the regions is to feed the mothership, so to speak.
I see.
And we are, you know, say the Southwest region, it's not limited to people attending that are only from the Southwest, but, the core group that put it together are certainly from the Southwest. And then each region, we overlap some, and we certainly all cooperate and attend each other's events, and then we all end up gathering at the international one.
We'll hear more from Dallas in a few minutes, but let's head back down to that song circle in the Holiday Inn lobby to listen to a great tune from Jim Jones.
Mind if I do one more?
Please do.
Daniel, I got to go work on one we wrote together and haven't done for years. Well, he did his snow song. I was driving here from New Mexico, and I'm crossing. I see these signs that say such and such creek, and there's no creek. And I cross the Pernales River, and there's no river. And
you are coming from New Mexico?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was kind of frightening.
Yeah.
So
it's
this
just
is
dry, dry.
It's
dry.
Just incredible. Yeah. So this is a song that I wrote with a buddy of mine about the rivers of the West. It's called Flow Rivers Flow.
The Great Plains saw the bison roaming free. The clouds of dust filled the air till I could hardly breathe. I came to a river, saw the peaceful waters flow. Drank my fill and soothed my soul, and onward I did go. Flow, rivers flow, on your long and graceful journey, bringing life and healing waters wherever you may go. From Texas to Colorado, Montana to Mexico, may you cross this land forever. I have been a hunter, and I have worked this land. I've roamed the west from Yellowstone on down to the Big Bend. I know the forests and the meadows, they draw their life from you. The fox, the deer, the grizzly bear, the snake and eagle too. Oh, rivers flow on your love graceful journey, bringing life and healing waters wherever you may go. From Texas to Colorado, Montana to Mexico, may you cross this land forever. Flow, rivers flow. I have seen your rivers, felt the cold spray in my hair. I heard a river speak in whispers, soft and gentle prayer. And I have seen waters rise, I felt the rapids rage as they flow across these western lands, o'er the mountains and the sage. Oh, rivers flow on your long and graceful journey, bringing life and healing waters everywhere you go. From Texas to Colorado, Montana to Mexico, may you cross this land forever. Flow, rivers flow. Bless the gift of water, it's the lifeblood of this land. We leave it to our children, we hope they understand. And we know everything must change, all life comes to an end. We bless you on your journey, may the river be your friend. Flow, rivers flow, on your long and graceful journey, bringing life and healing waters everywhere you go. From Texas to Colorado, Montana to Mexico, may you cross this land forever. Flow, rivers flow, rivers flow, on your long and graceful journey, bringing life and healing waters wherever you may go. From Texas to Colorado, Montana to Mexico, may you cross this land forever.
I've enjoyed very much both the Kerrville Folk Festival and Swerfa, and was really struck with the contrast, at least from deep in the campfire zone, deep in the tents. Is, well, you're talking about the Folk Alliance as being something that really is very much, you know, specifically business oriented, that you're trying to make connections and contacts. And that can certainly happen in the world of the tents, but a great deal more of it just seems to be for the sheer pleasure of it. Just seems to be let's put everybody together and see what happens, I guess.
Yeah, it's the difference between an actual festival event and an actual conference. And a lot of people would call the conference a festival, but it's truly not. At the festival, and many festivals do have panels and seminars and business meetings, and we've done schools on the music industry, the music business, music law. We do have songwriter school, and that's when you talk about the business, when you're in the actual seminars or schools. But Kerrville, of course, the focus is really just on playing music.
Yeah.
And at the conference, you play music to be heard and to hopefully connect with someone that can further your career. Whether it's sitting next to somebody at lunch that you've been trying to, you know, get a hold of and talk to about a gig, or just having people hear you at the open mic, or just, you know, getting a list of the venues that attended so you can contact them and say, you know, I hope you were at my showcase and I would like to send you my, you know, my stuff. So yeah, the focus is definitely more on the business. But one of the things that, that we've tried to do at Swerfa is to keep it, as I said earlier, building relationships, which serve you for the long term.
Yeah.
And rather than it just being a pitch, it's more of a, you know, a connection. So, and people seem to really enjoy that about the Southwest Conference in particular, is that they feel they get to know one another and interact on many levels.
I'm sorry, what is your name?
I'm John Schultz.
And you're coming in from where?
Australia.
Australia, fantastic. You came to Australia for this?
No.
Oh, okay. Where are you coming
from? No, I'm living in Austin.
Oh, okay.
But I'm from Australia.
All right, terrific.
It's in E flat if anyone wants to play along.
I heard they make a pill for what I'm going through. Just a matter of days, I'll be all right. But they can't take me away from all the heartache, the dreams that I have of her every night. So keep pouring dreams until I can remember. The only way I know right now to heal. I say I've had enough, then you'd be lying. 'Cause I could still feel, I could still feel. This life I'm living, the advice that you have given me is nice, but I'll stay here with my hand upon the bottle. I keep my favorite remedy on ice. So keep pouring drinks until I can remember. It's the only way I know right now to heal. You say I've had enough, then you'd be lying. I could still feel, I could still feel.
John Voorhees.
Nice to meet you.
Ren?
They're moving the pool party into the Elm Room.
Into the Elm Room, okay.
Spread the word.
Wow. Okay.
They don't take a chance of setting everything up outside and start raining.
Is it actually threatening to rain?
It's black over there. It's really dark. It's moving past us, but still. Okay.
You guys want to do a song?
Not to mention there's 102 and human out there.
Oh, God.
Broken glass. Or you want to do Clever Creek?
Yeah, let's do Clever Creek.
Okay, we'll do a new one. You remember last year Lindy and Lynn were here? I met them here. I met them at Wildflower, and then I connected with them here. And then... Lindy and I have written 5 songs in like a month. This is one of them. It's called Cuervo Creek.
Sometimes a heart has a mind that's own, keeps wandering back to the place. Sometimes it seems the only joys I've known are beneath a tin roof in a house made of stone. Riding past the barn, climbing that old tree, barefoot girl with a life ahead of me. Seven roses, that's where
great. I gave him the lyrics and he sent it home.
That's
a
nice guitar.
Is there a Cuervo Creek?
I like it.
There is. And somebody had been there and told me about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's so warm. Real nice and deep.
He described all these things about the room.
Pretty.
Cool.
Beautiful.
It's in New Mexico. Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
Is that, that's your job? Yeah. It's a place. You're like a place.
You can do
it. It's a problem issue with that.
For me here, the weather's good, but that ain't good enough. Got everything I own in the back of this old car, and I'm leaving California. I'm leaving California. those white sandy beaches, mountains off the coast, paint a different picture for me now. That big old Texas sky, it's calling out my name. Now I'm leaving California. I'm leaving. Dry and barren desert, as far as I can see. What I leave behind is just some old worn house. And I'm leaving California in the dust.
Picture a guitar solo right here.
Gonna turn the rearview mirror, keep from looking back, set my watch ahead to Texas time. I've been waiting for this day for such a long time now, and I'm leaving.
That was the husband and wife team of Andy and Ren Renfrey, and they are two-thirds of a band called Two-Bit Palomino. The third member of the group, Bill Ward, dropped by for just long enough to give us a taste of the full band experience.
So it's an A, and here we go. One, two, three, four. Clouds are moving in, wind is rising. Folks looking at the sky, and it's so surprising, cause it feels just like a storm is on the way. There's static in the air today, and it's just a toss of tempest rolling into town. Got that music playing loud, right top down. She comes and squawks her, can't help but notice her when she comes around. I toss the tempest, weatherman's confused, no rain in sight. So unpredictable, something ain't right, cause it's harder than a
cake. When she smiles, your heart starts beating faster. You just can't wait till she comes around again. She's a Tulsa Tempest, rolling into town. Got that music playing hot and right top down. Cause this choir star can't help but notice her when she comes around. That Tulsa Tempest.
Two-Bit Palomino was named the 2011 Texas Music Awards Vocal Group of the Year, and you can find them online at numeral2bitpalomino.com. Rob Lytle's latest CD is You Must Stop, and it's a cool thing. He's like the alt-country version of Matthew Sweet. You can get your copy at roblytle.com. That's roblytle.com. Jim Jones is certainly a common and occasionally infamous name, but the very nice, talented fellow I met by that name can be found at jimjonesmusic.com. While I was in the song circle in the lobby, Tom Corbett played guitar, mandolin, and harmonica, and I wouldn't be surprised if he could play even more things. His website is tomcorbett.net. John Scholten has a MySpace page, and you can find the link and all the other links I just mentioned at the show blog, thats.soundacious.com. Thanks for listening and being patient with me while I went on what I will graciously call a sabbatical. I fully expect to be back on schedule from this point, but just to make sure you don't miss an episode if things get unpredictable again, you can subscribe to the show through iTunes or Stitcher Radio. If you enjoy what you're hearing and would like to help support this odd little endeavor, please consider making a small recurring donation, or a large single donation, or really any kind of donation you'd like at thats.soundacious.com. That's Soundacious is a production of the Soundacious Media Group, a tiny little family-owned media conglomerate on the coast of the Gulf of Mexico.